should know the score by now. You're a native New Yorker. And if you're not, welcome to the city. It's all good. It ain't tragedy. It's all love. Get over yourself. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Biz. My name is Remick Benice. I'll be taking you to the top of the hour. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Freeform radio at its finest. If you're listening, we thank you. Thank you again. All right? The time is now 7:06 Eastern Standard Time. It's a warm, beautiful day in the city of the borough of churches. Amen all day. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why churches. Because capitalism. That's why churches. Anyway. Once again, this is Butt, Sweat, and Beers. You're listening to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Hey, just a little business. If you'd like to donate to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com and hit the donate button. If you wish, that'd be wonderful. And if you'd like to underwrite a show, if you'd like to underwrite Radio Free Brooklyn on a whole, please, please do. It's pretty much a simple setup, you know what I'm saying? If you'd like to donate to a show like Radio Free Brooklyn, like Butt, Sweat, and Beers, please do, you know what I'm saying? Or any other show that, for your fine listening qualities. Yes, once again, just log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com and thank you for supporting Freeform Radio. Boop. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm here, you're there, and space and opportunity is in the middle. It's been a wonderful day, as I said. I hope you're doing well, and if you're not doing well, I hope you're on the verge of doing better. Tonight's topics, it's $700 million out there, but chances are, I don't know if anybody's going to win it, and I don't know if it's going to change anybody's life, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? What would you do? Call in if you would like at 718-928-9732. We'll be fielding your crazy, what would I do if I won $700 million request. Also, we will be discussing, let's see, if somebody's on your team and you don't necessarily like them, but they're on your team and you got to win, do you have to move on? Do you stump the game, or do you just say to yourself, you know what, let me just suck it up and, do this for the betterment of the team? I'm not talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Celtics. I'm talking about 45 Savage and 1600, Pennsylvania. You know, like, he is the leader of the free world, even though I don't necessarily feel so free while he's there, you know. But do we suck it up and decide, like, hey, you know, let's find some common ground to move forward? Because in the end, unless something extreme happens, he's here for better or for worse. 90% chance worse than better. But whatever, whatever. So if you'd like some, contact me and, tell me your thoughts about that. You can also call me at 718-928-9732. All right, folks. Hey, wouldn't it be amazing to see your community radio station represented at South by Southwest? Yes. The answer to that is yes. Well, you can help Radio Free Brooklyn make it happen by doing one simple thing. Vote. And here's how you do it. Just head over to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/SXSW to cast your vote for our panel, DIY radio and local music communities. Okay. Votes will help choose the panel for the South by Southwest 2018. And the more votes we get, the better chances we have for taking the Radio Free Brooklyn show on the road. All right. For more information go on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/SXSW and make sure to tell your friends. Okay. Voting ends August 25th. All right. And thank you for being part of the Radio Free Brooklyn community. I appreciate you. We all do. All right. Boom. Also, folks, hey, let's see what panel of political radio. I'm not sure what's going on here. So apparently there's going to be some a panel for talking about the role of independent political radio. And you might ask yourself, what is the role of independent political radio, political talk radio? Well, there'll be a panel when you say that'll be on Monday, August 28th at the Footlight Bar, okay, in Ridgewood, and that is at 465 Seneca Avenue. All right, with Local Vibes Radio. What would save the world, the Apollocast, and the objection to the rule hosts. All right. So that will be once again at the Footlight Bar on 465 Seneca Avenue in Ridgewood on Monday, August 28th. All right. All right. And that's the panel on what is the role of independent political talk radio. Okay. If you'd like to attend. Cool. And it's been a wonderful day. That's all I have to say about that. Perfect weather out there. If it hasn't been perfect, I guess you were sleeping in a box. Yeah. Too much of that going on. But once again, for those who are not in the know, apparently there's been a money vacuum in the air here in the United States, and it's called the Powerball jackpot, which is now up to $700 million, if you believe in that sort of thing. And if you decide to play the Powerball, it costs you $2. $2 gets you one entry, which means like you got five numbers and a Powerball. All right. And I guess the total amount is $700 million. However, that's not the true amount. The true amount is after taxes, you get $443 million. Anyway, it depends on your state, I guess. They may take more or less, but pretty much you're going to walk away $400 million. Now, some of you think, so I know some of you out there like, nah, it'll never happen. Like, one, you know, I'm not some old lady in Sheboygan or something like that, but you never know. Then again, you know, that $2 can go to like, I don't know, tonight's dinner, you know, because a lot of you are eating ramen right now. I know that. I know you're eating ramen because I'm eating ramen with you. You know what I'm saying? Ramen and sweet beans. That's right. Sweet beans or sweet peas, whatever. They're green, you know, hashtag vegetables, you know. But yeah, so pretty much what would you do? What would you do with your non-ill-gotten gains? Call me up at 718-928-9732. We'll be discussing that. Let's see. I got some other things on my mind. I believe we started off the show tonight with Native New Yorker by Odyssey. That's most people don't most people know that song, they just don't know it's by Odyssey. So there you go. So if you're ever at like you know, trivia night or something like that, congratulations. I'm saying drink one for me, and I got you on that question. That's Odyssey, Native New Yorker. Everybody loves that song. So, all right. So yeah. But it's been let's see, the summer's not coming to an end, but the unofficial summer is coming to an end. Pretty much, this is the week before the great last week of summer, pretty much. And there's a bunch of stuff going on. I believe Spike Lee's having a block party. There's going to be a couple of events going on by the Brooklyn Bridge Park. A whole lot of cookouts, and there's the Afropunk Festival going on at Commodore Park. That's going to be wild. It's going to be good. I'm going to be out there, I think, for Saturday. Shout outs to Voodoo. Thank you. Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be at Afropunk. You know, I will give you a full bust down of like what happened at Afropunk, at least for day one when I was there. All right. Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. I cannot wait. Also, I want to talk about people with their spoiler alerts. All right. So for those of you who were like sitting on the couch all summer, didn't do much and had a really extended staycation, most of you have probably been on like full on Netflix and chill, Amazon Fire Stick and chill, cable chill, my device and my cousin's log on to their Xfinity account and chill. Like, a lot of you have been watching a whole lot of TV. Whatever you've been watching, great, wonderful. I know there's way too much TV to watch out there. I know. I'm shocked that some of y'all are, you know, still soldiers for social injustice and still have the time to watch what y'all watching. But clearly, you know, y'all do. So shout outs to all of you. But I would like to say this much. If you watch something and you know that it's a popular show, I won't get into all the popular shows, but I'm going to get into mostly just two examples of two weekend shows a little bit later. keep the information to yourselves, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's almost like when somebody asks you the question, can you keep a secret? And you say yes. Well, then good. This is your time to actually exercise the right to keep that secret. Because there's a lot of us that don't necessarily get to watch certain things on the day of. All right? You know who I'm talking to. You know, a lot of y'all just want to share your thoughts on social media. And then, boom, next thing you know, I find out what's going on the show. And at the same time, I don't necessarily get the full, I don't get the full surprise of, like, what's going on the narrative of the show. Like, please, keep it to yourselves, folks. It just bothers me. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like you invited me out to, like, come to this pizza party. It's going to be amazing. You'll never guess what they put in this pizza, right? And then as I sit down for the pizza, I'm like, oh, it looks great. That smells interesting. I wonder what that is. And then you give it away before I even before I have my first bite. Why would you do that? Like, give me a chance. It's okay. You do not have to be the star of a mystery. All right? Like, let me get the chance to understand what the hell's going on before you give stuff away. All right? Jeez, can you keep a secret? Good. Dang, man. And that's for all of you giving away Game of Thrones endings and giving away, like, what happened on Power. Yeah, I know. I'm talking to you. You, look at yourself in the mirror. Yes, I'm talking to you right now. Man, yo, sick and tired of y'all. Like, and I know what a lot of y'all say, like, well, don't go on social media. You know how it goes, blah, blah, blah. Well, I like to go on social media because sometimes I need to find out what the hell's going on in the world, you know, because, hey, I don't necessarily go by, like, mainstream media. I don't think they're fake news. I'm just saying there's a faster way to get to news than to wait till Don Lemon tells me on CNN. All right? But some of y'all get in the way by putting your feelings and your emotions and all types of emojis around, like, hashtag Game of Thrones, whatevs, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not giving away anything on Game of Thrones or Power. I'm just saying some of y'all are sloppy with your watching. All right? Get it together. Okay? Jeez. I bet if I told a 10-year-old what happened on Game of Thrones, and I said, hey, can you keep it streaking? And they'd be like, yeah. And I'm sure that 10-year-old would have held that secret for longer than most of you who are over the age of 21. What is wrong with you out there? Jeez, you are ruining this. You are ruining this for everybody. And there's a lot of y'all who do not watch certain TV shows and everything like that. I'm sure y'all don't even know, you know what I'm saying, what happened with who shot JR. Of course you didn't. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to anybody who actually understands that as a reference. You know what I'm saying? You are old as hell, and I appreciate you. I'm just saying, overall, that this has got to stop, folks. All right? Stop giving away endings to certain shows. How do you feel about this? Call me if you wish. I'm at 718-928-9732. All hour on the hour. We in the building all day long. You know? But as the summer wind down, we are due for one more great cookout. As I always say, the summer is marked by the three great cookouts: Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. Now, Labor Day is not this weekend, but the weekend after this, and it's probably going to be a very busy weekend. You know, people are going to be running these streets like wild people. It is what it is. Do you be careful out there, especially if you're in Brooklyn area. Apparently, there's going to be a crackdown on the Juve festivities that lead up to the Labor Day. Monday morning? Due to the fact that there's been so much shooting and violence on those Juve mornings. Clearly, they want the police and I guess community leaders want to switch it up so that pretty much Juve starts, I guess, somewhere around breakfast time. I've never seen a Juve brunch before, but I guess clearly Juve is going to be for brunch hours now, or like an early brunch. In fact, Juve is breakfast. for the most part. I don't know. I mean, because Juve should be somewhere around between the hours of, I guess, 4 o'clock, 4 p.m., like 4 a.m. to about 10 in the morning. Like 4 to 10 is a good Juve, and from what I remember, you know. So you wake up around 2:30, get yourself ready. You know what I'm saying? Go chill at like your mass camp and everything like that. You know, there's probably some music going on. You know, da 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 da. By da 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 da, I mean, you know, there's probably some light drinking or heavy drinking. You know what I'm saying? Or just enough drinking to be like, all right, cool, we're good. You know, it's pretty much a party in the streets. And Juve is to wake up the spirits, if you will. You know what I'm saying? And this is what Carnival is all about. Waking up the spirits, get them out the street. That, you know what I'm saying? If you haven't been to Carnival, I suggest you go down to Trinidad Carnival, Haiti Carnival, this Jamaican Carnival, this Caribana, which already passed and everything like that. Pretty much, you should go to, if you haven't been to Carnival, go check it out. You know, Carnival is not necessarily something you should just Wikipedia and just kind of put it in the back of your head like, oh, that's what that is. Like, no. You need to experience that at least once. You know what I'm saying? It's like someone saying like, hey, have you ever been at spring break? Like, oh, spring break. That's what that is. Like, no. You should actually wake up. You know what I'm saying? Go out in these streets and figure out what spring break is like. You know what I'm saying? So Juve, for the most part, looks like it's going to be policed with a supreme police presence within the New York City area, which is fine to a point. I just hope that they don't necessarily crack down on the spirit of what Juve is supposed to be, you know, due to the fact that there's so many people of Caribbean descent within the Crown Heights Prospect Lefferts Gardens area, whatever. Anyway. All right, man. We're going to keep it locked here. I'm going to play a little ditty for y'all. I'm not sure what we're going to play. It's been such beautiful weather that I just want to, you know, ever been when you were kids, somebody was like, oh, wouldn't it be nice to just take this weather, put it in a jar, and then like on a really cold winter day, you can like open up this jar and then bring that weather out. Yeah, this is exactly what I want to do today. Today's like, this is what Mr. Rogers has been talking about. This is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Shout out to Mr. Rogers. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? But Mr. Rogers, like you the dude, like this dude put us on to the beautiful day neighborhood. This is exactly what he was talking about. I'm just saying. A freaking amazing. Perfect weather. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that's missing from today, I guess, I don't know. Mint julep, maybe? I don't know. I don't even drink mint juleps. I'm just saying. All right. Well, tell you what, I'm going to play a little Chance. This is Blessings. Keep it locked here. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. And this is Butt, Sweat, and Beers. We'll be right back.
I speak of promised land, soil as soft as mama's hands, running water, standing still, endless fields of daffodils and chamomile, rice under black beans, walked in the apple with cracked screens and told prophetic stories of freedom, found warmth in a black queen for when I get cold like Nat King, I'm doing the dad thing. I speak of wondrous, unfamiliar lessons from childhood, make you remember how to smile good. I'm pre-currency, post-language, anti-label, pro-famous, I'm Broadway Joe Namath, Kanye's best prodigy, he ain't signed me but he proud of me, I got some ideas that you gotta see, make a vid with Shorty and they ship it like the Odyssey, they never seen a rapper practice modesty, I never practice, I only perform, I don't even warn, I don't eat it warm, I won't be reborn, I speak to God in public, he keep my rhymes in couplets. He think the new shit jam, I think we mutual fans. I used to dance to Michael, I used to dance in high school. I used to pass out music, I still pass out music. The people's chant must be everything the people can't be. I'm getting artsy fartsy, house full of some Hebrew brandies. You must have missed the come up, I must be all I can be. Call me Mr. Mufasa, I had to master stampedes. I made it through, made it through, made it through. Everything I gave to you, I gave to you. I gave to you. You got it, you got it, you got it. It's coming.
I'm not ready for the summer to end, though. I'll let you know right now. Yeah, so shout out to Chance the Rapper. Oh, my God. That was blessings. Boo. Are you ready for your blessings? Some of y'all think your blessings come tonight in the form of $700 million. Woo-hoo. Yeah. I'm going to have to let y'all know. Y'all need to dial back. All right? All right. Somebody's going to win. I'm not sure if it's going to be tonight, tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the universe. I'm part of the universe. I'm not sure if I have that universal answer, though. So, but I do know this much. You know, if you're waiting for $700 million to make you happy, then you clearly don't know what happiness is. You know what I'm saying? Like, happiness is a resource that's in you and around you, and you have to make for yourself. And if you need $700 million to make you happy, then you know you never need $700 million to make you happy. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say about that. You know what I mean? Tonight's Powerball jackpot is $700 million. $700 million! Party people! Yeah, $700 million for tonight's Powerball jackpot. It's going to be, I guess, as the children like to say, it's going to be lit. Yeah. $700 million. That's nice. That's not even a real number, is it? I mean, because have we ever broke down like this whole thing about that much money? Because for $700 million, I think they broke it down to the real one. If you took it as a lump sum, it's going to break down to $443 million. You know what I'm saying? But here's the truth of it all. You know, of that $443 million, you're not necessarily going to see that either. So let's be real. You're probably going to see... You're gonna see somewhere over $300 million though. Okay, that's a stupid sum of money. Like $300 million is pretty much the GDP of some like banana republics out there. So if you wanted to own your like a really small island somewhere out in like who knows Westeros, whatever. Then by all means, like, this is your chance. If you were lacking the funding for getting your, the People's Republic of you, then, tonight, you may get the seating, for that. So good luck with that. I wish you well, you know, I don't think it's going to happen, but I wish you well, you know, but it's nice to dream. It's nice to dream, big, big fat, crazy dreams like that. like I myself, I always said like, oh, well, this is kind of an easy thing for me because, you know, I always said to myself, like, I'm kind of an easy going dude. So, you know, I'm probably going to get a house, you know, and there'll be a whole lot of traveling, but there's probably gonna be a lot more saving than anything. And here's why. I'm not a rapper. And I'm not a rapper and I'm not an athlete, you know, I'm not a major athlete or anything like that. So you won't be seeing me in like, you know, 40 gold chains. I will not have like 6 or 7 cars. In fact, I don't even drive right now. So yeah. So chances are I'll probably get a driver, you know, and, I'll probably have 1 or 2 cars that I'll have for myself, but that's about it. Easy. But, for the most part, yeah, you will not see, like, you won't see me out here, in these streets going hard in the paint. Cause you know, it's just so easy. I mean, now I will say this, if I do get, if and when that money ever comes down to me, I will say this much. You probably won't hear much from me. I will not be out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? If you see, I win this $700 million tonight, like chances are, like you will hear about me like Kaiser Soze. Yeah, I kid you not. I will be a myth to all of you. In fact, you want to listen to these shows that I've done this season, and this will be it, because the thing is, I will keep myself quiet. I will be somewhere where like the drinking water tastes like mango juice every day. All right, you will not hear from me. I'm going to play it from the back. Mm-mm. Like, yeah, it's like, oh yeah, you should come to the block and, you know what I'm saying, represent the hood. Nope. I seen what the hood done to people. We're good. All right. I am not from the hood. I am from the Congo. Like, I'm just saying, I will retreat to some fancy place where, you know what I'm saying, my problem is like, man, there's a whole lot of mosquitoes here. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly my problems. I want those type of problems. Like, oh man, when are the new nettings coming so that we can stop this mosquito infestation? You know what I'm saying? It's ruining the taste of this coconut water with my vodka. You know, that is the new problems I will have. You know what I'm saying? And every 2 months, you know, I will see, I'll probably see my tax lawyer and everything like that. You should get a tax lawyer, apparently. You know what I'm saying? Go see your tax lawyer. Your tax lawyer is going to set you up to make sure that your taxes are set up so that the government doesn't try to take back what you just got. You know what I mean? Because remember, when you win, the government wins. That's that's how the lotto works. You win, the government wins. There you go. So once again, I'll be around. You might not necessarily see me on social media. I will actually have to change my name on social media. You probably won't see pictures of me. Like, I'm going to be like the Koch brothers or something. Like, you'll see me in passing. You know what I'm saying? You might see me walking around in like a, I don't know, Associated or maybe at a Whole Foods, for the Whole Foods breakfast. Cause Whole Foods makes a decent, like a buffet breakfast sometimes. So shout out to Whole Foods. Delicious. But outside of that, nah, I'm not out in these streets. I will not be at the club. I'm not shmoney dancing with nobody. I don't care. I will not be at the Chappelle comedy shows. I do not care. I will not be there. All right. You know, I'm now a multimillionaire of $700 million worth. All right. Just leave me to my underground lair. All right. Like, at least for the next 3.5 years with this orange coconut in the office and everything, this needs to stop. All right. I gotta build my war chest for the future, you know. Now you may see me at a strip club or two. I'm not gonna say I'm gonna build my own strip club. No. But you know, I there's so many fine strip clubs out there. I might actually bring my own personal chair to the strip club, you know, because like all the other chairs out there, are probably covered with like, you know, stripper body glitter and things of that nature. So yes, I will bring my personal chair. There'll probably be like a personal champagne room set up for me, maybe outside in the parking lot.
I'm thinking about it. It's just something I'm spitballing. If somebody could figure this out for me, you know, great. Well, I'll get some specs drawn up for me and some blueprints. We'll see what happens. Look, the point is, you're like, you have options when you have money like that, but that money doesn't necessarily make you happy, but the money lets you have options. And I'm all about options at the strip club. So $700 million. I don't know what it does for you. You tell me, like, you let me know. Call me in. If you have any thoughts, call in at 718-928-9732. You know what I'm saying? We could talk about it. We'll rap a taste, as the kids like to say. Yeah. Now, with regard to family, yeah. I figured out the faux family thing early. And I hope this works. But pretty much, with the lump sum, like $443 million, I'm like, you know what? Y'all can get two thirds. I just need one third. Cause the thing is, I'm not that greedy. I figured, you know, if the principal, if it's like 400 something like that, I'm like, all right, maybe if I take $75 million, the rest is up to y'all. There you go. Leave me the fuck alone. That's the way I look at it. Just leave me the hell alone after $75 million. $75 million I'm taking. The rest is all y'all. All right. Go do what you want. Leave me alone. All right. I did what I can do. Think of me like Moses. I got you this far. The rest is up to you. That's the way I look at $443 million after taxes. I got you this far. The rest is up to you. What? But yeah, but you know, just in case, like, no. There ain't no just in case. Moses got you out of slavery and got you through the water. Now the rest is up to you. Okay? Jeez. Like, what does Moses have to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, dang, man. All right. Don't send me your ideas about, oh yeah, I want to build a business and show me how, like, you're going to buy like 500, like, Amazon Fire Sticks and everything like that and take over the hood. That's great and all. I don't care. Take over the hood, as many ways as you want. Like, yeah, well, you know, we're coming out with a new, vodka and everything like that. That's great. Don't care. All right. Here's the family trust. Go deal with it. Leave me alone. I am out of it. All right. I don't necessarily want to hear about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you need funding, go over there. All right. How the kids? Are the kids okay? Great. Are they smart enough to go to college? Great. All right. Cool. There's an educational fund set up for them. All right. What? They need like 40 Jordans? No, they don't. You know what I'm saying? They're not wearing 40 Jordans at a time. They don't even know Jordan. They never seen Jordan play. Why do you they need Jordans? In fact, why do they need Jordans in size 12 when Keon's shoes is like size 7 and everything like that? Oh, them shoes is for you. All right. You need to calm down. All right. Yeah. I'm not playing this game with my family. You know what I'm saying? Like, money comes out of nowhere and everybody starts acting like, oh, they're your best friend. Like, everybody needs to chill out. All right. You still have a job on Monday, or you didn't have a job on Monday. You know what I'm saying? And like, everybody goes back to the salt mines after this. All right. Chill out, everybody. I'm just saying, it's nice to have like hopes and dreams. I mean, yes, man cave one, strip club for life two, you know what I'm saying? PF Chang's forever three, whatever. I don't know what you want, but I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? I suggest you do you. You know what I mean? Anyway, give me a second here. I'm going to talk to the folks on Facebook Live who've chatted in, who've turned in. Shout out to Lon. Shout out to Rondell, Alexis, Kate Morris. Oh, I haven't seen you in a while. Debo. Shout out to Debo. Shout out to Cecil Riley. Oh, and Talisha. Oh, my God, Talisha. I haven't seen you in a minute. Man, good to see y'all. Anyway. Yeah, so I'll be this is Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm speaking to you live on radio. It's been a wonderful, wonderful day. I'll talk to y'all later on Facebook Live. All right. Boop. Thank you. Moving forward. So this has been with regard to this whole lottery craze, I think it's pretty much just the government. You know what I'm saying? The government just hocking up more like free dollars out there and everything. I mean, I don't know. I care at the same time. Part of me is like, you know, chances are, who usually wins this? What? It's like a bunch of people somewhere in like some place in Montana. Everybody works at a refinery. It's like 30 people in the pool. You know what I'm saying? And then like everybody put in like, I don't know, $5. Then it was like $100 or something like that. And like those people usually win. And then, you know, on like and rarely you'll hear like, oh yeah, there was this dude, he had no money, you know what I'm saying? And he was a recluse and he had like his last $5 and decided like, oh yeah, with $1 he bought like, you know, a churro, and with $4 he bought a quick pick. And then congratulations, now he's set for life. You know, this is like, it's very weird. A lot of you can't set your clock by the amount of money you make. You know what I'm saying? You gotta just live it. You kind of just have to ride this thing out. Like, because if you just set your clock by the amount of money you make, man, you're not necessarily looking at the value of what you truly have. What you truly have is time. All right. Now with time, you could do damn near just about anything. You know what I'm saying? You can meet people, make some things happen. You know, certain people move on, you move into, to their spot. You learn new craft, new position. You learn how to make yourself more useful. You know, that's the key to wealth. You know what I'm saying? Wealth is more of like everything else. It's like a mindset. You know, like being sexy. Sexy is a mindset, you know? I mean, I've seen people with like cuts on their face who look damn near sexier than anything on that's walking on a catwalk in like Milan. You know what I'm saying? But it's all about a mindset. You gotta have the mindset of like understanding like, hey, you know, I am sexy. Like people want me, you know? And if you don't necessarily, you know, like push that out of your pores and everything like that, and you don't necessarily believe it, well, it doesn't matter. This is why, like, you know, certain people who do have money, you know what I'm saying, they just look fake to people, because thing is, people just look at them as if like, oh, they're just posing, like they're nothing but their money, and that's not cool in my opinion. So, but whatever, you gotta look at the full picture. Like, okay, I've got money, now what? You know, or I've got no money, now what? You know, what do I have? Like, what do I need? Like, what do I have and what do I need to do? You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. We wilding out here. Next week, next weekend's gonna be fun. This weekend's gonna be fun. I'm gonna be out at Afropunk on Saturday. I hope I see some of y'all out there. If y'all know what I look like, come up to me and see me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Butt Sweat and Beers. And shout out Radio Free Brooklyn. Like, boom, we'll be in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'm not working the event. I'll just be there chilling. And everything like that. I hope you will all be chilling too. All right. All right. Anyway, keep it locked here on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. This is Butt Sweat and Beers. All right. And it weighs a ton. Weak G's, motherfuckers, I'm a son of a gun. Black master of any trade under the sun. Talk sharp like a razor blade under the tongue. Clear my path and come get your captain hung. Trying to breathe like black, a collapsed your lung. Young chunk, you could choke off the web I spun. I done cleared them out from the threat I brung. You done heard about what set I'm from. My nigga, word of mouth, little rule of thumb. Y'all better bow down when the ruler come. I'm a real hood nigga, not a hoodlum. The way Thor put it down, be confusing some of y'all. Cats can't walk while chewing your gum and all. What a keyboard gotta do with a drum. On. School them on stage like I'm doing a seminar. Professional type, I'm adjusting my mic. Go to war, kid, I give you any weapon you like. Give you something to run from. Bust off the dumb. Stop, kid, that hot shit, you know where it come from. It's Philly worldwide phenomenon. And reinforcing that shit is my 9 to 5. And when I finish making you recognize, I'm getting at a couple civilized women that's trying to ride. You were waiting on the border, come off the all. You wanna get the bitches up off the wall. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. To keep you in health, this for all of y'all. I'm quick on the draw like Black McGraw. And I can't tell what y'all cats rap before.
My name BG's and I'm back for more. So you get more tips than a corner store with a portrait of Malcolm X on the door while I'm eating MCs like a carnivore. Matter of fact, ease back for you get harmed. Ring a warner horn when I'm gonna perform. The first nigga that move or disturb the groove, I'ma have y'all flicks on the evening news. Play y'all part, get on y'all P's and Q's. And when y'all think thought, be prepared to lose. Bring money to spend and somebody to lend and some worthwhile money, not 20s and 10s. Get took for your tuck right in front of your hands. Who could've helped you, nigga? Not none of your friends. Because I put a black fist under your chin. Had your physical remains found under the pin. If I'm coming up in the place, I'm coming to win. Running in it for a minute, now I'm dumbing again. Read G's out, y'all can chat with y'all. Please receive what I'm gonna get back to y'all, please. Cause you don't really wanna get clapped with all these, my man. You can take y'all strap when y'all leave. You see the squad coming to place, they all freeze. Ice cold, with his mellow cool breeze. MC's never show loyalty yet. Cool hurt, ain't never get a royalty check. I do work, no question, and bomb the set. I'm calm, collect, sharp like my name Gillette. R.I.P. my main Gillette. Until I touch the mic, y'all people ain't seen danger yet. I'm a decorated vet, I regulate and wreck. Never hesitated yet, I'm getting heavyweighted checks. If you would dare ask if I'm dedicated, yes, I spit live rounds that'll penetrate a vest. Nigga, take your seats, I'ma demonstrate a test. How to freak the beast, so gangsta fresh in a dump. From the East Coast to Bangladesh, Big Bang, really gang smoke is dang to death. But hold tight, cause it's not over yet. I don't even feel like I'm not sober yet. And it ring like shots in the projects. New Year's Eve and it ain't even October yet. I'm a big bounty hunter like Boba Fett. Y'all more shell shocked than a soldier get. If the prize in my sights, then I'm going for this. Woo woo, Reggie's be the ultimate. I'm the culprit, give me the bulk of this. Reset it on a magnetic ultra tip. Get down how you supposed to get. I got nothing to lose, I'm a killer with no regrets. I'm like Young LL, cause I'm hard as hell. Make a nigga school face like Gargamel. Now I'm all out on my own like Patti LaBelle. Put the pimp game down on your mademoiselle.
Keep the beat going.
Yeah, we're back on live on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. That was Web by the Roots. Roots Crew. The legendary Roots Crew. Yay. Probably somewhere playing behind Dave Chappelle. Radio City Music Hall. Dave Chappelle doing it big. So apparently there was a news report that Amy Schumer wanted to get her deal redone with Netflix because she found out that Dave Chappelle and a couple of male comedians made more than her. Okay. Now, if you want to call up on this, by all means, go ahead. This is 718-928-9732. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying a couple things. One, I am not a sexist. Two, everybody should get what they're entitled to get paid, truly. All right. Now, here's what I'm going to say. Amy Schumer should not get as much as Dave Chappelle. There you go. Good night. We're done. Amy Schumer has not done enough in the game to pretty much equate the amount of money that Dave Chappelle brings in. Period. Good night. We'll talk to you later. Amy Schumer didn't just get here, but she's way in the back of the line as compared to a guy like Dave Chappelle, who's done so much more than she has. Thank you for coming. We'll talk to you later. All right. Amy Schumer, you should be happy with where you are in the game. Congratulations. I wish your career well. You are very funny. You ain't Chappelle funny. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right? Now, I will say, and I will also add on this much. If Amy Schumer were having a 45-minute show on one side of town and Dave Chappelle was having a 45-minute show on the other side of town, the scales would be clearly in favor of Dave Chappelle. I'm just putting it out there. All right? I'm not saying that Amy Schumer's not funny. She's clearly funny. I'm not questioning her funny. I'm just saying, pound for pound, if we're going to use like not necessarily boxing metaphors or sports metaphors, but just an overall like who can slay them, who's bringing in box office, I'm gonna go with Chappelle over Amy Schumer. Thus, in the negotiations with Netflix, I'm always like, of course I'm going to give Chappelle his money. Like, this dude, Like, first of all, he stepped away from possibly one of the most, avant-garde, like, life-changing shows in the lifetime of TV. I mean, think about this. Chappelle's DVD sales were close to, like, those of, like, Family Guy. And Family Guy's DVD sales were, like, through the roof. That's the that's the only reason Family Guy came back on TV, because Family Guy itself was actually canceled. And due to the fact that the DVD sales were so ridiculous, Fox decided, like, oh, maybe we should go sit down with McFarlane and get this thing done. And then, boom, they brought him back. And then Family Guy's been the hit that it is, and it's a funny show. But thing is, Chappelle, think about this. He walked away, and Comedy Central was like, it was like a dog looking for its tail. They had nowhere to land, nothing to do. Nothing. And then, boom, like, somehow, some way, they were floundering for a while. They're trying to throw some things in there. A whole lot of hits, like a whole lot of things that they thought were hits, but a bunch of misses. You know, they did find Key and Peele. Key and Peele did save the day. That was a good it had 5 seasons. You know, but as much as Amy Schumer has done for the culture of comedy, and like I said, once again, I am saying this, she is funny. She is Amy Schumer is hilarious. I will give her that. But she is not Chappelle. And that's not a woman thing. All right? That is, Amy Schumer has not done enough. You know what I'm saying? It's just, look, Chappelle has catalogs. You know what I'm saying? Amy Schumer is probably, what, maybe 2-3 seasons? Like, I mean, Chappelle's like you could look through his whole catalog of stuff that he's done. Come on. Please. Like, his, first of all, you can quote his Def Comedy Jam, how white supremacists came up with the word niggas joke, and that thing could probably be submitted to, like, the Smithsonian, you know what I'm saying, as just genius comedy. It is so, it's so hilarious, irreverent stuff, like, you know what I'm saying, very brilliant. The man is tactful on stage. I'm not saying she's not. I'm just saying she's got a way to go before she earns that much. That's all I'm saying. She's not to say that she's not deserving. It is what it is. Hold on, folks. Got a caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello?
Yeah. Long time listener, first time caller. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Yeah, doing good. Yeah. Just wanted to say real quick, not totally into women equality. Amy Schumer sucks. She's a cow. Sad.
Okay? I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm not necessarily saying she's a cow and she sucks. I'm just saying, look, she hasn't done, like, her seasons on TV, her and the amount of touring that Chappelle has done compared to her, I wouldn't necessarily do it. She hasn't necessarily moved the culture of comedy as the way Chappelle has done. You know what I'm saying? Hello? Caller? Oh, caller. Well, thank you, caller, for calling in. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. So, like I said before, I do not hate Amy Schumer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think she's a wonderful... I believe she's a good talent. She's a good talent. Like, look, she got some stuff. She does well and everything like that. That's fine. I just don't think that if you sit down with Netflix, you're like, she should get the same money, in my opinion. Now, if that makes me sexist, then I'm a sexist then, you know. But I believe, like, with Chappelle is, look, there's probably only a few women out there, in my opinion, comedy wise, who are probably better than Amy Schumer. I think, like, Ellen DeGeneres wants to come out with an hour right now. If she wanted to, I think she gets Chappelle money. I think she gets Chappelle money easy. In fact, she might get a little more than Chappelle money. You know what I'm saying? You know why? Because the thing is, she brings the audience. She has her own audience. She brings her own audience. She has her own style. It is what it is. I'm not necessarily hating on Amy Schumer. I'm just not. It's just not that. It's just more so. You know, look, Amy Schumer brings her audience. I don't necessarily think. I don't necessarily think it's bigger than the Chappelle audience. The Chappelle audience are like you exactly. You know what you're getting with Chappelle's. And the thing is, even with the stuff that he was doing on Netflix. Where people were kind of surprised when he was talking about his whole transgender jokes, which were still hilarious, but at the same time, people just found it problematic because of how he's talking about it. Hold on, we got another caller on the air. Let's see. Boo. Hello, caller. What's up?
Yo.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, player?
Chill, man. Can't complain. How are you?
Chilling, man. I am chilling. Chilling. Yeah. So, that was some caller you had there before. I was very
abrasive. people can have, look, you're entitled to your opinions. I'm just saying, I'm standing on my ground, and I'm just saying, like, Amy Schumer is a fine talent and everything like that, but I don't think you deserve Chappelle money. That's just it, period.
She's terrible. She's awful. She's not funny.
I didn't say all that.
That's why I think that meeting probably lasted 5 minutes.
I mean, she
was like, they were like, no, Amy, please leave. I don't want to have to call security again. This is the third time this week.
She's allowed to make her demands as she sees fit. However, I just don't here's the thing. Chappelle has seasons of time where you can see young Chappelle, the growing Chappelle, and then, you know what I'm saying? You can see the stuff he did early mid 90s and everything like that. I'm talking about Chappelle in DC and everything when he was doing the baby joke, where he was like, hey baby, what you doing out here? Like, I ain't no baby. I'm a grown ass man. I'm selling weed, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she hasn't necessarily done that many specials where I can be like, oh, I can quote, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Chris Rock, you know what I'm saying? When he did Roll With The New, when he did Black Peoples and Niggas, that was transcendent. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just changed the whole game. Like, when I heard him say, there's black people and there's niggas, and the niggas got to go, and everybody got up from their seats and arose. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're watching.
Well, I don't want to hear her say that.
No. No, I don't want to hear her say that. But here's the thing. I don't think she has a bit that has gotten to that level yet where you can just remember it and be like, oh, yeah, I remember when she said this. See, when you it's one of those things where it's like, if I don't remember you from what you said or things of that nature, then you're like, I know you're a name, but guess what? So is Dane Cook, and where is he now? You know?
Yeah, Dane Cook. It's just they're she reminds me. Yeah, she's like just one of those obnoxious comedians, and they're like a flash in the pan type shit. She's not gonna have lasting power.
Yeah,
and that's like more of a hope than foresight. I just hope that she doesn't last long. I don't find it funny. Like I said,
no, I feel. Look. You are entitled to your opinion. I understand, sir. Now, thank you for calling in. Okay, I'm about to wrap up the show, but thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. All right. You be well, okay? Please. Yeah, folks. All right. That was the show this week. I'm not sure if we earned or learned or yearned or learned much, but everything went well for the most part. I'm here. I'll be here next week. All right. So this is Radio Free Brooklyn. Stay tuned for Ear Hammer with Ramel next. All right. And my name is Remy. I wish you well. You stay tough out here. All right. We'll talk to you when we talk to you. All right.
That snake could be that chick and that rat. Could be that cool cat. That's whispering. She's trying to play you for the fool, black. If something's